Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm here. Hello, everybody. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. Oh, your
Yeah.
hair looks really nice down like that. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, I also have my bangs back because they're like all the way down to here, so I need a
Yeah.
haircut.
Growing out
Yeah,
process.
we're all getting creative with our hair, aren't we?
Yeah, it's like well, I have a hair appointment in about 2 weeks, so I was like, well, actually a week, so that's good. Maybe I'll look better for our next meeting. Well, my fringe will be better anyway, so yeah. But thank you. Yeah, 'cause I was looking at myself when the camera came on and I went, oh my God, I look like The Walking Dead, but you made me feel a lot better. So
No. I think long hair is really pretty. But then, and like you in movies, women always have their long hair down and loose.
Yes.
And like as someone with long hair, you know that like between every camera take, they're like stopping and rebrushing it so that it doesn't get all tangled and wild. But it looks so pretty.
It starts out nice and neat in the morning after you've washed it, and then like within an hour, it's like it's the revolution has gone on, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have hair. I used to have hair down to my knees, so I understand.
Wow, I'm envious of that because I wish I could get hair down to my knees, but
When was
Was a long time ago now, but
that?
Marco, you've got pretty long hair too, actually.
it's I wouldn't it's nowhere near my knees, but it's definitely, I don't know, halfway down my back, and it's long enough that I avoid combing it when I can, as much as I can. And like, getting in the shower and like getting it all out, it's easy. It's been a year, I
Brush
think.
before you go in, Marco.
Is that I've never like learned
That's
really how to
key.
take care of long hair. It's I didn't have long hair until I was, I guess, in my early 20s for a few years. When I went to Nicaragua, I just kind of let it all hang out and grow out.
Was it like?
But my I would see a I would see a hair, dresser, and I'd get a head, they'd massage my head and they'd cut it and we'd talk, and it was like my therapy. She moved to Nebraska, so to be with
Oh.
her family, so I haven't seen anybody in probably a year now, and it just keeps getting longer, and I haven't had the time or wherewithal or inclination to deal with it. When you start
There are
eating.
hairdressers that do that, though, So, yeah. I have one in London who does that, but of course, I haven't been able to get back to London in a year, so.
Hey, Eduardo.
Hey,
What's up,
how's it going?
guys?
Hey, what's up?
Great. Yeah, how about you all?
Couldn't be better. Pretty
good.
We're talking about our hair.
Yeah.
And
Got a long hair discussion. Yeah. This is actually the longest I've had it in a while. People keep telling me. So, yeah. And I like it long. I do like it long. So, yeah.
looks good, Bridget.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you guys both made me feel better today about how I look on camera. So,
And Jeffrey said he had hair down to his knees in the old days.
that's awesome.
Whoa, cool.
All right. So I didn't set an agenda for today, but I think we're basically continuing the items that are open from previous weeks. We've been going weekly, I think, for 3 weeks now. For my own, for partly for my own sake, whether or not this is useful to the rest of you. But yeah, I will invite you to take a look. Like, I did some project management, and in Cosmos Cloud, the kind of shared document space, there's a page called Dex, which is a very simple like Kanban system, which it means that you can set up columns and you can set up cards, and then each card stands for like a task or for like a like a set of tasks, and then each column stands for like a phase that they're in. So like if you're building a car, it would be going through like this assembly line, and then first you'd do the frame, and then you'd put on the engine, and then you'd put the chassis or whatever. Those would be the phases. But in the Kanban system, usually it's like these are just ideas, or these are concepts, these are planned, and then these are things that are in progress, and these are things that are done. And so as a project moves through its life cycle, you move it from column to column, and then you can kind of like quickly get an overview of where everything is at. So anyway, I did that for the discussions we've had around Cosmos. I've done this before, by the way, like probably like a dozen times. Like, but each time there's like a new iteration, and it sort of like gets, you know, narrowed down and clarified. And like, I'd really tried to focus on like, what are the things that we discussed, and what are like the immediate, like the next few months on the critical path, like just top level. So from the Cosmos stuff, the editorial stuff, the marketing stuff, the newsletter, there's like a number of pieces. There are like a lot of moving parts actually. And I was starting to get a little bit anxious. So I feel like I have a good overview now of like where everything is at and what everything, but it may be incomplete too. So that's why I wanted to get your feedback on it. Our last agreement was that we were going to aim to launch the newsletter on March 1st. So that's about 2 weeks away. And I think we're in decent shape. And we've gotten pieces from Mary, Jeffrey, Bridget, you posted the item from the archive, Jen's yes. Arts poem.
Yes, Jen's Arts piece, yes. Mm-hmm.
And Eduardo, you wrote an introduction, which got positive reviews, and I noted.
Good. Mm-hmm. Looks very good. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Kayla today, she just finished a project. Like, so she's now has some time, and we're going to be turning our attention to the site updates, like getting the mail, getting the newsletter ready and the store ready. If there's a page that we need to add, we discussed adding a page for the Untimely books and for Jeffrey's book. And anyway, it's all on the boards. So
I'm looking at them now, yes.
Remind me how I get to them, Marco. You said it was on...
If you log into cloud.cosmos.coop, and then there's that blue like line menu line at the top, if you scroll over, I think it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 from the right is called deck.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you're logged in, and you may need to log in, or you may need to reset.
Yeah, you do have to log in, yeah.
I have to like look up my password again.
Thankfully, I've saved mine. I don't even remember what it is.
Well, I mean, we don't have to launch into it. I mean, I just laid out what I've been, I've made some progress on individual items as well, which I noted in the discussion, like mm-hmm. setting up the bookshop.org and setting up our account with Ingram, Spark.
Yes.
I haven't yet contacted the lawyer. I haven't yet contacted bookkeeping, but those could come.
Get there.
I just try to do one thing at a time. Before we get too far, I would love to hear from everybody. Like what do you all have in mind? You know, what do you have to report on? And like, what would you like to discuss today? Could we like build an agenda and then before we just launch into anything in particular?
Well, I'm a bit like you, Marco. I just want to make sure we don't miss anything. And it feels like there are so many things on the table right now that I'm worried that something will fall through cracks. So if we can work to figure things out, I'll be happier about it too.
I think Marco, you and me are going to work on the landing pages this week. So that's what I think I will do this week.
The landing pages for the books or for the...
I think for both, right? Like we talked about the site for untimely books.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we won't do a full site yet, right?
Right. So we need a page.
Some landing page, I think. Something simple, and okay. And the book, a more elaborate landing page, maybe with the with the intention to sell, right? With the call to actions and all those things, the marketers, your favorite people do.
So today's Wednesday. What do you think about, how do you want to move forward with that this week?
I just finished an article yesterday, so I'm pretty free. I would like to tackle this immediately if you have the time. Not today, tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. No, I definitely have time tomorrow. I don't have time today, but and Friday as well. So if you want to like send, do you want to start with a first draft and like we can just go back and forth?
Yeah.
And then putting it on the site, the main thing we're going to need, you know, we're going to need a text. We can put it also, you know, for comment for anybody. And then we should think about imagery
of course.
So,
should we think about imagery for the newsletter too? Because we haven't really talked about images for the newsletter.
Yeah.
How many images do we want for the newsletter? Do we just need I mean, it depends on how it's going out. I'm not sure what the template format is like. If it's going out as a mailer, then it might not need a whole lot in terms of illustration.
Yeah.
Well, it would be just technically, you know, there'd be a header, mm-hmm. which would be general for metapsychosis. And then anything below that, I imagine that each section would have a heading, so the text would be larger.
Okay.
For each section. And then inside of each section, there'd be whatever content is there. So if it's Jeffrey's piece, the star gardening, probably it'd be like not the whole thing because it's very long. So it'd be like an introduction to it or a teaser or an excerpt.
And then a link.
And then a link to read the full piece. The same for the interview, the same for, you know, from the archive.
Okay.
So each section could have its own image that corresponds to the piece it's linking to. And I don't think we necessarily, although except for Eduardo's piece, if we wanted to have like a featured image, there could be one.
Yeah, because the images will bulk up the email in terms of bytes, and people don't like it when their emails come in too big. So,
yeah.
And depending on what kind of email you have, some of them actually block images too. Like you have to download, you have to say, yeah, it's okay to download these. You know, it depends. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's, I'm just thinking about images. I was updating my website today and I was trying to put images for each of my books that I have out. And of course I put in thumbnails and it made them 8.5 by 11 and it refused to bring them down. So I'm having this, having a little bit of a beef with images right now. But I imagine you probably would have that more under control, but I imagine if we have images, they shouldn't be too big if you're gonna have them for each section.
Right, yeah. Like WordPress, actually when you upload an image, it auto-generates different sizes. It'll generate thumbnail size, you know, full size, full screen, or so there's a way to tell, you know, to tell a page which one to display.
I did that and it still displayed the big one, so
okay, there's some other technical issue.
But anyway,
well, that's something that we do, like we figure that out, like Kayla right. and I we deal with that, so don't worry about that. With respect to the image, like it'll look good, we'll make it look good.
Okay.
We do have the Marjorie's work.
Should I ask her for permission to put one in the newsletter? Or, I mean, if we're doing stuff using one that we've already, a thumbnail of something we've already published on the site, then I think we don't need specific permission.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine so.
Okay. Just don't, the new one that I put up is not one that's on the site. So like that was in the forum thread. So don't use that one because it's sort of not published.
Okay. Does that go with the interview?
Yeah.
But we're publishing the interview, right?
Yeah, it's. She sent me that image when she sent me the answers to the interview. She was like, and by the way, I made a new piece. And she sent me a little, it was just a little attachment. But I think that doesn't mean that it's like,
Oh, got you. It wasn't meant to go, or she didn't intend it to go with the interview necessarily.
Well, I'm not 100% sure if she'd like me to ask
her. You can ask her.
I just wanted to say that I think I would ask her before I used it, but she might say yes.
Well, maybe what if we used that or one of hers as the featured image? And then, you know, in the section that links to her article, it would just be a thumbnail, but it could be larger at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so okay. That...
yeah, I'll just write her and say the new piece that you sent, could we use it as a feature image because we like it? Or are you saving it for something else?
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
That's what I'll do.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to make a note of this. So basically, in progress is a featured image. And Marjorie. Is that cool that we use that as a featured image? And are there any other suggestions or ideas about that?
Nope, sounds good to me.
Really pretty, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess the thing that I would be concerned about this week, just kind of piggybacking on all that, is just, and I think we're making a start on doing this anyway, but just trying to figure out what we have that's outstanding, like what has to be done now? What has to be done like in the next 2 weeks? Because there's obviously some things, like I was looking through the deck and, you know, things like event planning, like the launch party for Jeffrey's book and things like that. Like, that's not something we need to worry about right now. So I think the question is, what of the tasks that we see, do we want to get completed, say by the end of February or by the beginning of March? Like, what is it that we think is a priority? Because to me, like when I have big little pieces like that, I want to know, like, yeah, I want to know what the pieces are, but I also want to know, and I know you hate deadlines too, Marco, but it's just got to like, when do we really need to have this addressed? You know, when do we need to do this? So,
well, I avoided mostly adding deadlines to the cards, but you can add a deadline to the card and then you can add multiple people to each card. So, you know, if something is we're doing collaboratively and then it'll show you your upcoming cards. So what?
Yeah, that'd be useful because I must admit I was trying to figure out what I had committed to last time.
Yeah. And even though you write it down, like I always keep a list of everything I commit to from these meetings. At the same time, I'm like, well, wait, when do I have to do this? You know, like it's like, and you want to make sure, like, for example, okay, if a lot of this is centered around, we want to get the newsletter out, but it's also centered around getting new pieces out or getting Jeffrey's book out. We're like, okay, if we want to get Jeffrey's book out by March 20th, I'm making up a date. I'm not saying that's the date, but then it's like, okay, what do we have to get done before then? You know, what do we, you know, that's, you know, we might kind of want to pick those big targets to say, okay, well, this is what we really need to think about now. So I don't know. That's my Torian way of thinking about things. But yeah, that would be that to me when I come to this meeting, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, what's on the table? What do we need to focus on next? And what can I do? You know?
Would it be okay then, you know, to just go through the decks, see everything that's there, kind of review, make sure that nothing's being left out.
Yeah,
and also if there's extraneous stuff or stuff that we can really, you know, like what is that we can put off. I don't want to get like in the past when I've done this, I've like dumped everything that I've ever wanted to do and turned it into like this huge master plan. And then it just crumbles under its own weight. So I've used many different project management apps and like all kinds of systems, you know, so I want to keep it simple. And that the benefit of this to me is that it's just relatively straightforward. Like, you know, just having like cards, you know, and one thing on each card and then a due date for a card. Then dividing things up in some kind of logical way. So,
the user here in this is the same as Infinite Conversations?
Or? It's actually different. That's the only thing. So if you you, I know you're on there.
Yeah, I logged in once.
But I'll share my screen so that, and then you can.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Better. I will look for the password later.
And my memory was the last time we said that we would prepare the stuff, the content for the newsletter, and I think we're mostly there, so that then it could be put into the template.
Mm-hmm.
So there was something about a template being, I don't know, ready or almost ready for today, so that then we could see it in the template and then what? Fine tune it or something. You
know? We just started working on the template, so it's not ready. Okay. But
I think we have all the content though.
Yeah.
Most of it. Yeah. But I made a board for that, for the newsletter, which maybe we go there first. So this is probably incomplete, but the editor's introduction, right? This would be you, Eduardo.
Mm-hmm.
The feature interview with Marjorie. This was Mary.
I had some more small changes I wanted to do to my text, but you know, I'll get around to that soon.
And I was going to say it's done, but it's not really. I mean, I only put the Word document and I should make it into a post. That's what's left to do on that.
I guess mine also needs to be a post. I wasn't sure how that was going to go in, but now you say you're going to do a link to the post, so it has to go in as a proper post.
Yeah, so we make a post and what's in the newsletter is just an excerpt from the beginning.
Right. I got no feedback from you guys on star gardening. I don't know if, and Mary, you sort of threw the idea out and I did something with it. I don't know whether you
I liked it. Did I not reply? Sorry, I meant to reply, but maybe I just never hit enter.
I saw it, so I've got to go back and look at it.
I did read it. I thought I added a reply as well.
Okay, I must have missed my cues on those things.
Well, sometimes, sometimes they don't always. You always get the responses in the way that you think you're going to. Like I find that too. So it's, but I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to go back and look at it before the end of the week. So
there were just a small incoherences that I wanted to fix, but I'd be happy to get comments and roll. Changes in, you know, address them, whatever.
Yeah, and Marco from the archives is now in progress, so.
All right, yep. And so then
That's me.
I like your choice.
I thought it was cool.
I actually did a podcast with Jen about those poems, and it's somewhere in the archives as well.
Okay.
It was an early thing that I did, and I thought it turned out pretty well, that I recall. And I think Jen may have published a book since then. We might want to get in touch and say hi. Okay. Do you know her?
I don't know. I mean, I might have remembered her from one of the first meetings when Jeremy was still around, but I haven't talked to her, so I'm not sure. So,
if we're going to publish her piece, I could get in touch with her and just say, hey, you know, we're going to put your piece in our next newsletter and do you have any other updates? I mean, we could.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
You know, because if she has a book, I'd like to review it, actually.
Yeah, that would be something. Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be a good connection there. So.
Okay, cool. So from the archives. Mm-hmm. And this is, what were the name of the poems again? There's a raspberry. There's a hydrogen bomb on your raspberry eyelid. Was the name of one of the poems.
That was one of them. This one's from something from the Inscrutable. What was it? Dispatches from the Inscrutable, I think, or something like that. Yeah, that's what this one's called. Because it was raspberry eyelid. One was part two, so I took part one. So yes.
Dispatches from the Inscrutable. Is that what you called?
Yeah.
I think it was some.
Let's see. I have to. Well, I'd have to get out of your, hang on a minute, exit full screen. I have it here.
Dialogues with the Inscrutable.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Z-A-H-R-T.
Correct.
Or is it H-A-R-T?
Nope, I think you have it right.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so this one, all right, Notes from the Underground. The idea was something like an update from the reading groups. And I haven't written anything because I'm not sure what to say, in the sense that we have a couple of groups that have been ongoing for quite a while. The Synthesis of Yoga group and the Savitri reading group. They're both Sri Aurobindo related groups. And the other groups that we've had, there's a writers group. Mary and I were in that with John Davis and Zachary. And then we were doing reading poetry aloud, Jeffrey, John Davis, and I. But those kind of are on back burner, and we haven't made like plans or a commitment to restart those.
Yeah, and the writing group was a little private too. I don't think we want to advertise a group that people can't just join.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because the writing group was a bit closed.
Yeah, so I mean, part of what I would like to be able to do is to have like something that people can participate in and join. Like, I would imagine, like, to join a writer's group, maybe you'd first have joined a reader's group. You know, like, if there were things going on and there were opportunities to participate in, like, a writing group or workshop, so then, you know, we can describe what the path is. Like, how do you get to do that? Well, first you have to do a reading group, and then you could do the writer's group, and, you know, nobody has to hate you or, you know, like, the whatever it is. But we could actually create the criteria and make those public, like, so people know. But with the writers groups, I guess I definitely want to do something. I just don't know when or what exactly, because there's a lot of things I want to read. There's a lot of things I'm sort of constructing my own, you know, my own reading program and like my own list. And you know, there's also been discussions about other possibilities amongst readers. It's just, what are we actually going to commit to? And I'm a little bit reluctant to commit to anything until I feel, you know, secure that my prior commitments are, you know, being fulfilled. So I don't know, maybe we save it for the next time, or maybe there's, you know, maybe there's something that we could put into it, and I'll be happy to write it up. I just don't know what to write.
I haven't been in any active groups for a while, so I don't feel like my finger's on the pulse.
Me neither.
Well, I could probably write out something. I don't know exactly what, but...
I mean, is there something... Like, the reading groups for the Savitri and the Synthesis of Yoga groups.
Yeah, I could write something about that if that was of interest.
I think, I mean, are those open anymore? I mean,
Yeah, they're open.
Anyone can join them?
Anybody can open. And in fact, we'd love to have more people in them. So,
well, why don't we, if you would want to, you're in both of them.
Yeah, so. I'll write up something about both of them. Yeah.
Okay. You know, that actually reminds me, one thing we could add if we is a plug for collaboration, because I think they may be coming out with a new issue of their journal, and they've been collaborating with us like on these reading groups, particularly the Sri Aurobindo, the Life Divine group originally. I'm talking mainly about like Matteo and Andrea and John Robert, Marco Massi. So I don't know. That's just another thought.
I know less about that side of things, but I suppose I could find out a bit more about it.
I'm going to be meeting with them this Saturday, so I'll follow up on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Should I still go ahead and write up something? I'll just write up a paragraph or something about
it. Okay. And okay, that sounds good.
Just a thought, if we don't have a lot of them to talk about, and since we want to bring out a newsletter every month, we should pace ourselves. You should write a paragraph about one for March and save the other one for April.
That's a good idea.
When April rolls around.
What that thing you were talking about just now, what is it, a newsletter, a publication?
Collaboration. It's like a journal of the Sri Aurobindo Association of America, and they've been publishing a print journal for 40 years. But they're really mainly rooted in that particular community, the Sri Aurobindo community. But they publish poetry, essays, memoirs, artwork. It's really well done. A grounded, like a spiritually grounded, I think, just a partnership, I guess, friendship. But I'm on the editorial advisory board, I believe, I think it's called, for collaboration. So, we're talking about other kinds of possibilities where, you know, we might set up discussions or discussion channels around some of their, like, in other words, they could use the forum, for example, to discuss pieces in their publication. And so it would be like a model for even how we can work with other groups, you know? So
I think it's cool to highlight other people's work, because those are links we are extending, that, you know, like a brain, like... like the internet, you know, like those links come back to help us later.
Yeah, I agree. I'll follow up with collaboration. I'll let them know that we're publishing a newsletter, and that if all of you are in agreement, we would welcome a blurb, you know, about their upcoming issue that we could include in our newsletter. And just offer that if they're interested in it. I can bring it up with the board.
So is this notes? These are notes from the underground we're talking about, right?
Well, this would be, I guess, partners or something. This is different.
Oh, for collaboration, but for the other one, for the ongoing groups is notes from the underground.
So you're looking at the board. Let me.
I'm just trying to figure out where I should add in a little note about what I'm doing.
I'll add it right here. So one little trick. Do you see what I did? I did a line and these left bracket, space, right bracket. That creates a checkbox. So.
Okay.
Blurb about Savitri or.
Can't see where you're adding it, but I will figure it out. I'm just not quite used to this yet.
So this all looks great. And then the one thing that's missing from this newsletter that I think we really want at the top is announcing the novel. Two.
Of course. Wow.
We would not want to leave that out.
No, we would not want to miss that.
Oh, you're wow. Right. Definitely. Yeah, put that in there. Mm-hmm.
We were all missing it.
The forest and the tree. Mm-hmm.
I think, Eduardo, that should be like, that should be at the top. That's like editor's introduction material there.
Agree. Kind of find a way to include it. In that,
yeah, maybe stick a paragraph in about that as an upcoming thing. Yeah,
perfect.
But we're talking about two books, right?
Masks of Origin by Brian George.
Maybe so we can talk about that one in the next issue, or is it?
I think we.
Which one is first?
We could. We could say, you know, we're launching our imprint, Untimely Books, and our first publication will be Jeffrey Jen Edwards' Planum, you know, and then outline about that, you know, and we'll have more, you know, and then next time we can talk about Brian's, and next time maybe another. Does that sound good? So like introducing the idea of the imprint, and then just the one specific book, maybe just a hint that we have more in the works.
Jeffrey's got a blurb nearly ready, like a back cover blurb nearly ready. Do we want, should that be sort of part of the announcement?
I think so, yeah. Maybe I can include a line or two, but then we have the blurb. Oh, right? I don't know if it's getting too long, but the book is important.
The blurb, I had include. A long version and a short version. It was very short, the short version, so.
Maybe what we can do, because I mean, Eduardo has his piece that's done, and it looks very nice. Maybe we can just put like maybe announcement like right underneath that. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why you say it should be in the introduction, but maybe it should just be, because I feel like what he's doing is saying like, hey, we've got this thing now, join us. I don't know. I could be off base with that, but I don't know. I feel like maybe it could be a kind of its own thing right underneath it. Cause I feel like that's an important thing to feature, like at the top.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe see what you can do with it, Eduardo. Just see if you can work it in a big way. If not, then maybe just have it like right underneath that.
Yeah, I agree.
We should do one or the other.
Yeah.
I think it could work either way. I mean, it's like the announcement. It's like the featured announcement, right? It's like the news, top news. So announcing, featuring, it could be set off graphically. It could have its like own like a border around it, or I don't know. I mean, I'm actually open to either way, and or both, even, you know, where you know, maybe you mention it in the intro, but then if there's a specific content about it, like the blurb or like a cover image, an image of the book, we put that separately.
Yeah, and if you have a page by that point, a landing page, you might be able to link to it. If you have it by then. If you don't, then don't. But you know, it might be a good place to say, hey, this is where you can find future information about Untimely Books and about this. You know what I mean? If you have that together. If you don't, then it can be just sufficient to say, hey, this is forthcoming. Keep checking. Look out. You know.
Well, I think the plan is to have the page up.
Then absolutely. But I kind of think it should be its own thing, kind of offset with like, if you can do borders, like, because I think that's a big deal. I think that's a big thing we want people to know about. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is too long, man.
I think it'll be pretty
this
short.
Is important, this announcement, but is it too long? The newsletter? So. No?
Okay. So, you know why? Because it's not like all these pieces. Like, I think if we were going to publish all of it in the newsletter, like, okay, like you're going to see the whole interview, the whole story, like in that space, then it would be a lot. But since we're going to just show a little bit and then people have to click to go to it, then I think that's not bad.
Yeah, it's going to be like maximum 2 sentences from each.
Right.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah. No, perfect. Perfect.
It'll be like a menu, you know, it'll be like a menu with the, you know, your main course, appetizer, you'd be able to choose what you want to, you know, what you want to dive into. I think it could work. Yeah, because really we're showing previews and it'll give a good sense for the different kinds of things that are going on. All right. So then we have a plan for the featured announcement. And then the content of the announcement is the blurb, the cover image, book blurb for Plenum, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember the name is, I mean, I use Plenum as shorthand, but it's not the name. It's Plenum, the First Book of Dale.
Okay.
The title.
Okay. So, I'm going to use the shorthand here.
Yeah.
But, on the board, but when we talk about it in, you know, officially, we use the full title.
Yeah.
So we need the book blurb, the cover image, and then something about Untimely Books, intro.
Yeah.
Untimely Books.
A couple of lines.
We don't have a logo for Untimely Books, do we? Are we ever going to have one? I don't know.
We should, but we don't. Should.
Yeah, it's not a big thing to do, but it.
We can announce it in another newsletter. Like, we have a logo. Look at it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we'll have that later on. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Kayla made some versions of the logo a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I didn't love them, so. We were doing something weird with a clock, or I don't know what it was. But I suppose it'd be worth revisiting. Maybe they were good or had something we can work with. Are you still seeing my screen?
Yep.
So is this a fair representation of, we have these featured topics from Infinite Conversations, but there hasn't been a lot of discussion lately. So I think, unless we're going to really, I don't know, promote that, maybe we shouldn't.
Maybe not this time. Maybe another time if there's something worth featuring, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've got like 5 things. Even if we are only putting 2 sentences, this is a nice, meaty newsletter.
Exactly. Yeah, and we can do different things each time too. It doesn't have to be the same exact things. So like if you have reading group stuff another time, and then we have, you know, some good conversations going on to feature another time, then, you know, we can just rotate.
Yep.
Okay. So the next steps then would be creating the posts for these. And then that's something that each of y'all could do for your pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in the meantime, what I'm going to be doing, which is actually represented elsewhere, I think it's represented here under MetaSci website, is this here, the email newsletter template. That's me and Kayla. So she's somewhere. Anyway, she's not on the board. I'll have to add her. So can we back up then? If we're good on the newsletter, like what we know that the things that need to happen are the posts, the template, and then there's like technical stuff on the back, like just around sending it to the list. And that's something I'll take care of.
Can I just ask one quick question? When I'm posting, if I want to post something for the newsletter, am I posting it in the e-zone or am I posting it to a post?
In other words, for people to read, like publicly?
Yeah. Well, whatever I'm doing for the newsletter here.
It's a post in Metapsychosis, just like,
a regular, like we were publishing a piece.
Yeah, but do it in a draft form. Like it's not going to be on the homepage.
Right.
I mean, we could talk about how it shows up on the site. I mean, I think that's another, you know, that's another angle.
Yeah, we're not going to feature it or anything, but it's just, but I should create a post that way. So.
Yeah, exactly. Except for Jen's piece, we're mainly going to be linking to her piece.
Right.
So there's nothing to create, right, from the archive.
I don't think so. I mean, I thought you just wanted an introductory sentence, but I don't, you know, I don't know if that requires its own post. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So yeah, I think then for now, like, mm-hmm. Why don't we have a folder? I mean, how do you want to do, like, you can put it in the forum, but it's better usually to have a document that, you know, where if we're going to edit, we can track changes and things like that. I mean, so, you know, what if we go to files and Metapsychosis, I still got to clean up a lot of these files, but there is a newsletter folder here.
Okay.
And, Jeffrey, your piece is in here.
Yeah.
I think if we just add our, like, add all the documents as a Word doc, docx.
Okay.
And then
so if I make some changes, I should go into this document and make
it. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure about where I was putting things. So, you know.
So it's right here. It's under metapsychosis newsletters.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe we should announce that we're going to publish the newsletter in the site and let the people that are not in the list like join the newsletter or something like that.
Like just have something to click on the website that says sign up for our newsletter.
Sign up, exactly. Yeah.
We do have that.
Okay.
On the homepage.
Good.
But have you want to take a look at that, Eduardo, and suggest, you know, if you want to suggest any improvements?
I think maybe a post about the newsletter, like we are maybe a short post, like we're really putting out a newsletter, sign up if you want to get it. I don't know. Maybe a microdose.
Oh, what about we have social media, right?
Yeah.
Why not just announce it on our social media?
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Definitely.
That there's a newsletter coming.
I'm willing to do that if I can get the passwords for that. Because right now, the only way I can post to social media is if I actually post like a podcast and say, yeah, I also want this to go to the Twitter and the Facebook page. If there's passwords for that, I'm willing to put up a thing about a blurb about the newsletter.
Okay, one second.
Sure.
I just wanted to link this. I'm like two steps behind you all. So I just want to figure, and then I got listening to what you were doing. So I'm linking this table here to this file. This is the folder for the newsletter. Cool. So social media.
Yeah, because what I was just saying is we were talking about making an announcement that there's going to be a newsletter that people can subscribe to on social media. And like I said, I'm just saying I'm happy to do the social media piece of it. It's just I would need passwords because I don't have them. So
all right. So we have a Facebook page and a Twitter account.
Correct.
We have a minds.com, which probably you all don't use. Nobody uses.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to add the passwords. Have you been able to access the passwords?
No, basically what it is if I like say to go to post my podcast, when I go to publish, it says, do you want to announce this? And I usually put a piece of text in there and then it will go and post it on the Metapsychosis Twitter and Facebook, but I don't have the password. So if I wanted to go in myself and log in and post something, I couldn't. So
because you put something up on the site with access to the passwords, Marco, and I was able to get at them through that.
Yeah, so this is how you would do it. So if you're looking at my screen, passwords is here. And then...
okay, good. They're right here. Okay.
Yeah, they're right here. I mean, there's a few, you know, the Zoom accounts, publishing, Ingram Spark, Bookshop. The social media are here. So here's the Twitter.
It'll be Facebook, but...
Well, the way that Facebook works is a little different because it's a page. And so you actually get connected to the page through your own personal Facebook account.
Okay. Right. I am.
Yeah.
Well, I should be able to go onto that page and just post something.
You should be able.
Marco's giving you the permission, which.
Okay.
Hard.
Yeah. Let me take care of that right now. I have a back door to Facebook.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I actually have this on mine too. This is a way that people can't go and like hack your account and alias you and everything. So it's actually
I haven't done the two-step thing. It just seems like it's already such a hassle to get into these accounts. Making it even worse seems.
Well, I've known so many people get hacked that I just finally just did it, and thankfully I've not been hacked. So I have it on like my Instagram and everything else, and you're right, it is a nuisance, but you know, but I have had people go in and try to change my password on me before. So
I mean, I have a fake account. Fake
AI. AI. There you go.
That's supposed to be funny, but so here's metapsychosis. I haven't looked at this in, I don't know, it looks better than it used to. So
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
How do I add people? Let's see, settings,
maybe. Profanity filter is turned off.
Good.
Sorry.
No censorship on our page. No.
Oh, it says anyone can publish to the page. Post moderation is turned on. Does that literally mean that anyone could post something to the page?
Sorry, I missed.
Visitor posts?
A visitor posts upstairs. Post moderation is turned on. That's for visitors. But the question is, who's the moderators?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so page roles.
Nice.
Existing page roles, maybe. Okay, yeah, Wendy's still on
there. You are.
Yeah.
Well, why don't I make you an admin, and then you could update those things.
Cool. Okay, sounds good.
And who else can I add? You all, will I find you?
Right. There's Jeffrey Edwards.
Are you?
I have been trying to change it over, but I can't figure out how to change it. So I think it's.
Oh, I'm trying to remember which one is you. Because I know you've.
It usually shows your face, so none of those are you. Because
no,
your face.
No, on Facebook it's just Jeffrey Edwards Sue. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm the lamp. Under
this
Mary.
This one here.
Yeah, the lamp. Yeah.
All right. Can I make you an admin as well?
Sure.
Okay. I think that it may be that Jeffrey has to either be a fan of the page or friends with somebody who is an admin.
I may not have done that.
I have this fake account. I don't think we're friends.
I'm not friends with you either, Marco.
That's why you're pending there. Yeah. I guess he's invited you.
All right. I mean, I'm friends with you, but I'm not Facebook friends with you yet.
I don't, this is music. Literally just so I can go in and, because, you know, for business, like I some clients had Facebook pages and I couldn't I wanted to delete my account and I couldn't actually disconnect completely.
No, you never can. I've heard people say that is pretty much next to impossible to wipe out a Facebook account.
It's like
a scar for life.
Yeah. All right, so that's Facebook. And then the Twitter thing, I think, is shared.
The Twitter is shared, so that's good.
All right, let me stop sharing my screen for a second. So going back to our tasks.
So I am following Metapsychosis Journal page, so...
You are, yes.
Yeah.
Because I've seen you like stuff on there, so I know that you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I got to see who I'm friends with on, you know. If I'm not friends with you guys. I should be friends with you guys because I didn't know you had Facebook pages. So not everybody uses them.
You won't see much on mine.
Eduardo, I use it regularly, but that's because I'm updating for my usually. Well, I post my sunrise pictures every day, so I do that, and then I publish stuff for Cathonia. So
sunrise pictures.
Yeah, my friend's back for that, Bridget.
Yes, I have a nice view out my window here in the eastern sky in the morning. And I've gotten a lot of really remarkable sunrise and sometimes sunset over the other side, but I try to post those most days. So.
Yeah, I've seen those ones come through. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. It's, and I look at them, I'm like, this probably looks like the same sky I did yesterday, but you know, it just still looks so cool.
It's a little different every day.
It is. I think it is. Okay.
Eduardo, do you use any social media currently?
Yeah. Amilcar Ortega. And in Twitter, I'm Hefner. No, I have an account in English, and I follow Metapsychosis. It's at...
You follow it on Twitter?
Yeah.
So who's going to tweet it?
I'll tweet it.
Okay.
I'll tweet.
And then and if he tweets it, then you can retweet it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll retweet it too on mine. It's my podcast page, but I can retweet it there. That's fine.
That's right, my account in Twitter.
Oh, okay. And in Twitter, English. Okay, so Twitter. Mine comes across as Chthonia Podcast. So if you see Chthonia Podcast following you, that'll be me. So.
Yeah.
I just friended you on Facebook, Bridget. So.
Oh, awesome. Okay, let me see. Let me go find Facebook here.
The Chthonia thing.
I typed my password wrong. Darn it. Okay, let's see. There we go. That's better. And yes, confirm. There we go. All right. Excellent.
And I didn't catch yours, Eduardo, on Facebook.
I'm going to put it on the chat in a second.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that covers the social media. As far as Facebook, there's a lot, you know, more we could do, but is there any more that anybody wants to do?
No.
All
right. Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind. Like I said, I don't mind posting a thing. If I post, but basically what I'm doing right now, what I'll be doing this week is I need to post something about the fact that there's a newsletter. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I put that right here under planned, announce newsletter to social media accounts.
You can put my name on it. It's good.
All right. Cool.
And Twitter, okay. Amilcar Ortega. There we go. Okay. Let me find you.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Guatemala City. Is that right?
What?
Amilcar.
Yeah.
Ortega, Guatemala, is that it?
No. That's not me.
Emedios Audiovisuals, I'm not saying that right.
Yeah, probably. That sounds
We're studied like... at UCAB. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, UCAB.
Yep, I found him.
That's not you, so.
Okay.
Oh, that looks like you.
Little drawing of him, yeah.
That's probably me, yeah.
Okay, good. So we have everybody now. So that's good. I just got to do it on Twitter, but I have to. And I know I'm already friends with Jeffrey on Twitter, so or I follow him. So yeah. And vice versa. So yeah.
Are you going to put up your announcement for your thing on Twitter on Twitter, Mary?
Maybe eventually. I'm not very active on Twitter, so
I'm not either. I got to get better at it, but I'm not. So.
I've got an audio project coming out next week, guys.
Cool.
Tune in.
What is it? A podcast?
No, I mean it's not really long enough to be a podcast. It's a long narrative poem that will be posted in three parts, and that's all.
Where is it being posted?
I'm going to put it onto SoundCloud, and then I'll I think that's just the simplest way, and then I can embed that in everything else on my website and Facebook and things like that. So, cool. Yeah, it's good.
I highly recommend it. I'm slightly biased because I'm one of the voices on the track.
Yeah, but
it is the most gorgeous thing. It is the most gorgeous thing. I really recommend it.
Thank you.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, they're just, it's 45 minutes total, but it's going up in 3 15-minute segments over a month. So.
What's the name of it?
Called Ulfhildr, which is the name of the main character. It's a narrative poem. So it's it's written in Anglo-Saxon meter.
Oh, wow.
And it's about a queen who, it sort of discusses kind of the nature of power and holding on to it. So it's about a woman, a queen whose husband dies in battle. And dies well away on a raiding party, and what she kind of does to hang on to her grip as a female ruler.
So where is this going to be on, Mary? Where are you going to post this?
I'm just putting it on SoundCloud. Okay. Yeah, because that gives you the option to just like then take it and you get the link and you can embed it place. So it'll be on my website and then I'll post it on social media place.
What's your website, Mary?
It's just my name. It's like Mary Thaler. It's a WordPress site. MaryThaler.com
or?
.word. I'll type it into the chat. It's real
oh,
simple.
Oh, cool. Okay. .wordpress. Okay.
Yeah.
This is it. I found it.
No, because I'd like to share that. That's actually related to the kind of stuff that I podcast on. So I thought,
yeah, women, you're like stuff, powerful so. Women doing things. Oh, yeah.
So this being a cool thing to post. So yes, thank you.
Oh wow. No, thanks. Yeah, thanks for spreading it around. It'll I'll keep
yeah,
you
totally. I would love to do that.
Thanks.
Okay.
I mean, why couldn't we add that a blurb to the newsletter or just a blog post on the site or something about it?
I'd love that. That'd be nice. I've been trying to think about how to kind of get the word out and if you guys
use what you got.
Plug it anywhere we can is what I would say, but
yeah, I mean, I think we all like to support each other's stuff, so that's cool. Yeah,
yeah,
whether it's physically on MetaSci or not, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you post it, somebody's got like, I'll be happy to write that, just a little thing like, here, check out our editor, Metapsychosis editor, Mary Thaler's new narrative poem. It's called this. Here's where you can find it, or we can embed it.
I'll give you the link for it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So thanks.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
I look forward to hearing it, too, because I like long poems. I like long form.
Me too.
Poems. So,
and it sounds bring like it back. Form poem.
Completely.
And okay. Is it do you each play parts and act it out?
I narrate it. Jeffrey is like a malevolent ghost who gives the queen very bad advice.
Whoa.
Oh, Jeffrey, my God.
Yeah, and another friend of ours who's has like musical talent did some really great sound design for it.
Oh, so
it's a whole production.
Yeah, I actually recorded this like 2 years ago. Finally, it aired into the world.
So. I'd love to hear it. I'm trying to work on productions, audio productions as well, and I'm just at this point just working with voice. I'm just trying to get like the readings right, but I in my mind I hear music and I hear sound and I sort of hear like a whole thing. So it'd be cool to just hear how you did it. Okay, so that's what I have to get into the habit too, is like, if there's like something that we commit to doing, like capture it, put it down, because a lot of times we have conversations and like we have good ideas and I write them down, I scribble them down, but they don't get into like a system. I think everybody just has their own systems.
Yeah, it's only like notes.
Yeah.
That's my system.
I have my little notebook here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is one of like 20. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a couple of extra things we may have, I don't know if we have, anyway. You know, there's the Son of Quark thing that I have to, that you've given me back feedback on, Marco. I have to go back and look at that.
Yeah.
And the Maya thing, which I get a review of that I posted on Goodreads. And if we want to do any follow up through on that or discuss it or something, I don't know.
But, well, let's turn to this board, the editorial. Because that, I think, falls in that camp.
Yeah. No.
Mary, what was the name of the piece again?
It's called, I'll type it in the chat, Hilder. Oh, with a capital, though, because it's someone's name. So, and actually, I'll send you the link while I'm thinking about it. It has like a private link on SoundCloud that'll become public when I've made it public, but it'll be public by March 1st. So I might as well just give it to you now.
Cool.
Goes on my list. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're looking at the screen, this is I've made this board for editorial stuff. Mm-hmm. And I created these tags so that, what something is, we can like tag it and then sort of see where everything is. But this one doesn't fall exactly in one thing or another.
Poetry.
Okay.
More a poetry than a podcast, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like a blog post too, right? Like, right. I'm blogging about your piece. So it's poetry, but I think I might need to add a
blogging about poetry.
Yeah. That's cool. I can't wait to hear it. I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it. This sounds awesome.
You know what's funny is like, this is a tangent, but I have Apple Music. And you know, some people do Spotify and I got a free trial and then I just kept using it. And I can listen to anything, like almost anything that was ever, you know, published musically. Jazz, rock and roll, classical, like hip hop, anything, like hours, endless hours. And like, it's almost like the, you know, the paradox of choice. Like when you have more, you like appreciate it less. Mm-hmm. And like the excitement that I used to feel like when a new album by, you know, a musician that I really liked came out, I used to even go to the record store and like wait, you know, in line for the albums to come out. And like now you don't get that at all. Like it's just, you get, so there's like nothing special because everything is available. So anyway, when something comes out that you can't get anywhere else, like somebody's poem, like a narrative poem that it just wouldn't appear, and, then it's like almost like replacing that prior experience where you get something like novel to actually experience, you know? It's like the marketplace, like, flattens all the novelty. It's like, because everything is presented in the same packaging, it loses something of its aura.
And it's funny you say that, because when there's certain media that are like that, certainly with records, because obviously records and CDs, they all had an art form to them and everything, and now you're just downloading files basically to listen to. And it's a whole different experience, or it's not like you heard something on the radio or whatever. It's a whole different thing. But there was also, even with like reading, they were suggesting that with technology, when technology proliferates and you can get stuff kind of almost on demand like that, there's less of a value to it. There was a book that we had to read, Cheese and the Worms. Have you ever heard of that book by Carlo Ginzburg? No. It's a horrible name, but... he's talking about the idea of like spontaneous generation. Like there's this guy around the time of the Inquisition, he's a miller and he's sort of educated. He owns like 20 books and he cherishes them. And one of the things he talks about is like, yeah, well, it's not the Adam and Eve thing. It's kind of like, you know, when you look at cheese and the worms come out, like that's how life comes out. Like that's where the title comes from. But he's an anthropologist and he talks a lot about this, about how the fact, the way that this guy, he was almost considered a heretic, but they couldn't figure out what kind of heretic it was. But it was that he had read for himself and made his own decisions based on the information that he had. And the way that now we don't really, especially kids we see in school and stuff, they don't respect the information because there's just too much of it out there. There's just too much stuff that's just right there. So it's not the same kind of experience. You know, as if, you know, you had to go, oh, I can't find that book. I have to go find it. You know what I mean? Or it's
or not. Memorizing, like actually learning something like that you can internalize.
That's even older.
Like having like, you know, information just available to your mind that you don't have to search for. You know, that I think is going to, that's like a dying
capacity. Long gone. That's like pre-writing kind of stuff. And I love telling my students like, yeah, you know, this is like this 3 hour, this book that's this thick. Yeah, somebody had to memorize all that, you know, it's great. But it's the way that information, like, you know, music, all these different things, like it becomes less special to you when it's just there in abundance and you can just grab it whenever. When it's more scarce, then it becomes something that you cherish more.
It's true. And at the same time, it's cool just to be able to like hear anything you want. You know,
I hear it all.
That's like the paradox of it. You know?
Yeah.
I was thinking, this is further tangent, but I mean, if you were say like Jimi Hendrix or, I mean, take any musician you love, you know, in the 60s or sometime before there was a ubiquitous web of information, like could you imagine that your music would be available like 24/7, like on demand, like anywhere in the world, literally, you know, like to someone who has access anyway to the technology, which is a lot of people, it's not everybody, but I mean that's pretty weird. It's like it's almost becomes like a latent part of the like the cosmos. It's just like there in the, you know, like the universal like hard drive. It's just, you just call up Purple Haze or
just download it to your machine.
Yeah, no, it's really weird. Anyway, we have 15 minutes left in our meeting. I can go back. Jeffrey, you were bringing up some items.
I just didn't want them to get lost in the shuffle when we're talking about everything else.
So. Yeah. Right. So here's what I have in looking at the board again. In production, I include books here, just even though they have their own boards. So we have a separate board for Jeffrey's book and Brian's book, but we have these two books in production. The UFO piece with Gebser. So Jeffrey, I finally got through it.
I just saw that, so I'll go through it.
Yeah. Okay, I met my deadline.
Fun.
And I also let the author know that, you know, we're working on it.
Right.
Portraits. These are poems that that Maya had submitted quite a while ago, and we're just figuring things out with her as far as what she wants to focus on. I think she had expressed more that she wants to focus on her book. And that's over here. See You in Our Dreams. I wondered if maybe she'd be interested in reissuing it, or maybe if we'd be interested in reissuing it. That was just an idea that I had.
Because I got this thought, I thought originally that it was like still not published, but so obviously I sort of put my foot in it on that one.
Well, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't. Like it's a guy, it's one, it's somebody who, it's published, but it's not published. It's like, yeah, Nobody's promoting it. Nobody's doing anything with it, except for Maya. But
she didn't seem to be very, very interested in going back and making any changes to it.
That's true.
That's why, you know, because that's what I was sort of saying. Well, you know, I read it. I think it was great, but I think you could do some things to tighten it up, but she didn't seem to be very interested in that. So
I think it was a hard labor.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to go back and give birth again after you went through?
Like, no, no.
Well, okay. But I wrote her a nice review. I hope she liked it. But
I loved your review. I thought you encapsulated the book really well, very succinctly, and I think sensitively, because it's a hard book. I thought it was a hard book, actually.
It's a hard book, yeah.
Is there anything I'm missing here in this, on these boards? I made a submission. I need to make some edits, I think, with it. Mary, you gave me feedback on my submission.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Heather, I'm jumping to planned. Heather has, we've been emailing like last week. We just haven't like concretized on this piece, but I think it's gonna come to fruition eventually.
Good.
Notes on space. I should just put this here as well. It's not really in production. And then we didn't talk about Lisa Murawski's book. I don't know if we need to talk about it, but except that she was interested in publishing.
Didn't she make, she wrote and said she'd made some changes to it, is what I remember seeing. But then I didn't look at what she'd done or if I had access to what she'd done. But
I don't think she finished. And I told her to submit it when she was done and we would review it.
Okay.
Because it did need to be updated. She had written that book as a number of blog posts and it was presented kind of like a number of blog posts, even with comments. But then we went through a whole, you know, series of discussions about those posts. And she was going to incorporate something of those into the book. So in any event, it's an idea at this point. Like, it's not a commitment. It's not even a submission. Or I guess it was a submission, but we're waiting on a new version.
Okay.
There
were a couple of things that sort of got tabled and we didn't really discuss again, which was, so the Diane Thorsen manuscript that she submitted, it's maybe my fault. I need to go in and read it properly and you know, I just did something fairly quickly, but I probably need to read it in depth and give you a more adequate report on it.
Yeah, I remember that. I forgot what it's called. I wanted to read it as well.
Well, that would be great, because it's always better to have more than one person read these things. So
yeah.
Yeah, what I remember about that, and you guys probably remember me saying this, that it was just so interesting to have kind of all the Greek and Roman gods, like mythology figures, in a setting that didn't seem to be Greece or Rome, and that was odd, and I wondered about that. So if you ever write to Diane Thorsen, you can you could ask her.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, she's a very gifted.
It's worth asking, but I think, you know, the Greek and Romans are background to the world. I mean,
I disagree. I think that there are lots of old civilizations in places outside Europe that didn't really care about Greek and Roman mythology.
Greek and Romans took it from a lot of other places too. I mean, if
yeah,
you really traced it back, yeah, you can go all the way back to India if you want. But
yeah.
You know, yeah. But under that said, I mean, I guess I see the point in the sense of a lot of what we think of as European culture is certainly informed by that in some way, or what's been called Western culture, not so fondly these days, but yeah. But you're right, there's way more to it than that. But, you know, it's interesting to, Yeah. I mean, I have a soft spot for it, obviously, because I teach classics, but it's just, you know, I liked her poetry. I remember the stuff I'd read, I was really impressed by.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And she's the photographer too, right?
Yeah, she's the photographer too.
What a gifted photographer.
That's really cool.
There was her piece. There was was there another piece as well? There was a long poem, which was fairly abstract.
The Mensae one, which I've been trying to follow up on. I don't know if that's the one you're talking about, but that wasn't a single poem. It was a lot of small pieces.
Yes.
It was another one, and his name is escaping me.
I haven't looked at it in a while.
But we may have also rejected it, although like in my heart, I didn't fully reject it. Like there was something I feel like there might be something there. And even though like when I read it, I always get stuck like a little bit through, but anyway, I have my pile of papers and I'll pull it up later. I've gotten a couple of other emails, like inquiries. Do we need to update anything else on this board, on the board that?
I think we're good for now. I think we know what we're doing for the rest of the
month. Yeah, just having place markers for some of these things that we need to come back on is good so that we don't forget them, because sometimes they get shoveled off to the ones to one side and we get really busy. So.
Yeah, that's all I want. And it doesn't have to be more. It's just making sure we account, having place markers at least for those things. So what other business do we have?
So do we all know what we're going to do for the next? I guess I have some notes on things that I need to do, but.
Well, I mean, I guess if we have our stuff in place for the newsletter, I don't know if there's images that have to be gotten wherever that is. And then I think, and obviously you guys are working on the template and the landing page and all that kind of stuff. And and I don't know that other than whatever other editorial stuff you're working on, I don't know, that might be it.
Only other thing that's sort of pressing in my mind after the newsletter is Plenum, the first, like getting
yes
the launch. And we talked about over last week.
Although we could start to think about the next newsletter too. I mean, not very seriously, but to have some quick ideas to start to jot notes, because the month comes along very quickly.
Oh, and by the way, Marco, I didn't get a chance to say this, but I'm seeing Verso data on here. You don't necessarily have to submit that to LC. Some publishers do their own, and I know perfectly well how to do that. So I can always create that data to go on the Verso of the book.
Perfect. Yeah. So if you're looking at the board,
yes.
I'll assign this to you.
Yeah, go ahead and assign it to me, because I know nothing else in the world. I know how to do that.
So what is Verso data?
Well, what it is you have your title page, and on the reverse of the title page, you have like, you know, the copyright date and the copyright statement, kind of stuff. But then underneath it, you have, usually it's called Library of Congress cataloging and publication data, but sometimes it just says publishers cataloging data. And it basically gives the descriptive cataloging blurb for what, you know, for your book that people can use to, you know, and I can actually put it in the national database too. I have the privileges to do that, so I can do that too. Yeah. And just output that data in the correct form. So, yeah.
And did you untangle the ISBN stuff? We had a discussion about it. Oh, I guess I'm maybe jumping to a different.
Yeah, he's got it on here. I just don't know. I think you said you had some ISBNs you might still have left over, Marco. That's what it was.
It's in progress.
Okay.
And if not, then we can look at what we can get from Ingram. I do know, I think we have to pay Ingram's fee before I can start entering metadata. So Marco, you and I can talk about that.
Do they have a fee or for when you start a particular book, you mean?
Correct, yes.
Because I set up the account without a fee. I added a card to it.
Yeah, that's it's just all. When you actually enter the metadata, because Jeffrey's given me some metadata already, and I want to be able to flesh all that out as fully as I possibly can. So when we get to that point, but I know we have to actually pay for it first and say, yep, we're committed to publishing this, and this is the form we're doing, and this is the binding, and this is how big it's going to be. But then also there's the whole thing about the book and the blurbs, and if there's any reviews, like all that stuff can go in there. So,
okay. All right. So that's going to have to come together.
That's part of the technical part, but you know, just so you know what's involved with that.
Okay.
Oh, is this related to our newsletter with 5 minutes left on the clock?
No, it's the book stuff. Yeah, we're jumping.
What I think might be related to the newsletter is the call for reviewers.
Yes.
Were we going to?
Yes. Yeah, they am.
Were we going to say in the newsletter something like the first 10 people to write back?
You got it down here, recruiting reviewers.
Yeah.
Yep. So we were going to give away 20 free copies of the book. Reviewers are going to get a coupon with a code to buy, get the book for free, or discount when it's released.
So if we're ready, then the newsletter could include, like when we announce the book.
Include the call for reviewers.
Yeah, with contact information to ask for your review copy.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna make myself a note here.
Because I've come up with some ideas of people I could approach for review, including some writers who are established. So, but I just think it makes more sense to wait until at least there's a rough cover design up and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
This is 2 weeks. This is 2 weeks from now. So, and we are going to, we were going to start working on mock-ups this coming.
Yeah, you wanted to meet me today. I don't know if you still have time after this, Marco, but to talk about a creative brief thing.
Yeah.
Because, we can even, we can call for reviewers. It doesn't mean we have to send them out the next day. We could just
and then a few weeks later you send them.
Yeah.
Right. Or whatever predetermined time frame we have. But yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're announcing in the newsletter that, you know, this is going to be a forthcoming title from Untimely Books. And, you know, we're also sending out review copies. We're looking for reviewers, early reviewers, right?
Yeah.
So they'll have to contact us.
And commit to writing a Goodreads or Amazon review.
Yes. Yeah, what they say, an honest review. Mm-hmm. It seems to be the magic phrase.
Yes. Yeah. It can be good or bad. They just have to have written one.
Okay.
So captured that.
Boy, you're good at catching us on our...
It had completely gone out of my mind, but there it was on the other. These deck things are really, really nice, Marco.
Yeah, I'm feeling more sane already.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Tell me what that's like.
Yeah.
I was just talking with somebody about that today. They're like, she's like, no, if you think about that, you're insane. I'm like, oh. Too late. I'm gone.
All right. So this is in progress, I guess, since we talked about it.
Yes. No, definitely that should be part of it. So, yeah.
And then the process for that, what will they do? Like, what are we asking them to email us, to reply to the email, to email a specific person? Like, how do we want?
Yeah, that was a good question I had. Do they post a review on Amazon directly without going through us, or?
Yeah, they do.
They don't send us the review. It's not that, that's not how it's done, right?
But I think to motivate them to actually do the review, we were going to say like, send us proof of your review and you get a discount code.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like you could do that. They could just, once they post it, they could just say, oh yeah, I posted a review. Here's the link. Like Jeffrey did that. He reviewed mine, you know, on Goodreads and said, hey, here's the link to my review. Like they could do that very easily. So.
Yeah.
You know, just to send it, whoever we decide the contact person is, but you know, they could send it there. And then that way it's like, okay, we have this many people. And then therefore these people get a code for the discount. Or whatever.
I mean, make it like as simple as possible for people to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
So just be like, reply to this email with review in the
subject. Right. Yeah. With a link to your review.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Although an intention to review would be useful. Just so
that we have to send them the copy too, right? So.
Yeah. So yeah,
First they have to sign up. First, they have to somehow send us their email address so that they can get the PDF.
Yeah.
And then
all right. So what if they email, so I know we have this as an email address. I can turn it into a group box. editors@metapsychosis.com. It'll just come go to all of our individual emails, but basically they'll sign up. If they want to request a review copy, email editors@metapsychosis.com. And we're giving away 20 free copies. You know, when you're done, when you post your review, you send us a link to it, and then we'll send you a discount code for the print real copy of the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And probably a good idea to keep like a spreadsheet or something of the people we've sent it to, so we know that we've hit 20 and that we know that we need to look for it from those people. I know that sounds like picky admin stuff, but you know, no. I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think we'll expect a little bit of attrition. Like, I think some people will request it and then find they don't do the review. But I think if we've got this little incentive structure, we'll get at least a few.
Yeah. And then that way we can see who does and who doesn't, and, you know, and then just go from there.
Okay. Send us a link to your review.
Do you know what we do need to do before that happens, though? There needs to be something on Amazon and Goodreads that they can review.
You're right. Well, even before that, we have to have the text to send them.
Right.
So
Amazon has a way of putting like a placeholder book in?
That's what we need. Yeah.
Yes. And that's what you would do through Ingram. So once you paid the fee, even if you don't have the book done yet, you can say, oh, like pre-order, like pick a pre-order date that's a little bit off. And then that way it'll create an Amazon entry.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, they won't get the book and be able to read it like the same day, probably. So we have a little time to do it.
But, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
When we send them the PDF, which could be a few weeks after the newsletter anyway, at the same time, we send them the links to the Amazon placeholder page.
Yeah.
And Goodreads placeholder page, which we will have created.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Good.
Good idea.
Okay, we send them the PDF of the book along with links to Amazon, Goodreads, etc.
Yeah.
Then send us a link to your review. They then send us a link to their.
And when the Amazon page goes up, there's a possibility to create the Goodreads, because I guess the Goodreads needs ISBN and all that kind of stuff. Is it?
I think so. Yeah, because I've posted mine. Although they don't always pull everything directly from from other places. I've had like today I had to put up the cover to one of my books because they didn't have it. So,
do you guys ever see the amusing post about Patrick Rothfuss, who like wrote the first two books of a trilogy and just has never actually published the third one? did a really amusing blog post because there's a Goodreads entry for his unwritten third book in the trilogy. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of people giving it 5 stars, giving it 0 stars. Well, I seem to be really popular with time travelers from the future. if one of them could please send me my completed manuscript.
That's so funny. It's cute. No, I haven't seen it.
But yeah.
Cool.
Goodreads is a bit wild. Sometimes.
All right, so that's going to have to happen, though. You know, it's probably going to be another at least week or two, right? Until we can do any of that. Jeffrey, could we reschedule Because my brothers came over and I'm running a little late. So, but like I'll check with you tomorrow or tomorrow Friday.
Sure.
Eduardo sent me a piece that's in Spanish though. It has to be translated to English. I think then we can make it into an official submission at that point.
Cool.
We could always meet on the Friday after, you know, like we did last week, if that was a good time for you.
It wasn't a great time for me, but unless it could be earlier, but
no, it's tricky earlier. Sorry.
Okay. So anyway, we'll be in touch about that soon. I mean, I think I almost could write the brief just based on what we've already discussed. And
right. And then I'll have a look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
cause I'm not quite sure what you mean by a creative brief. So, I almost think it might make more sense to do that.
And I've done them before.
Feedback. Yeah.
Yeah. I've done creative briefs before and I guess I'll know how to, what Kayla's looking for as far as guidance. But if I write it, then you can give me your feedback on
it. Yeah. Yeah. That would be good.
So Mary, I wanted to say regarding proofing Jeffrey's book that that's next on my list. I've just finished the other UFO piece, so I'm gonna work on Jeffrey's next, and I'm gonna try to just chunk it into I'll try to get through it in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Like and maybe three chapter chunks, and then I'll let you know so that you can pick up and trail me.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
All right. So probably I'll get started, you know, in the next 2 days and by Monday or something we'll have our first.
Awesome.
All right.
I hope you like the new version.
Yeah, right.
Full surprises.
No, it'll be great. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
Are we all done?
I think so.
Yeah. Marco, shall I send you a text for the landing page? Is that how we're going
to
do it?
Yeah, let's just do a Word, just do a Word doc. You can email it or you can upload it to the folder and I'll put it there. If you want to just start there, I think that's good.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I'll give you, I'll add my stuff and we can go back and back and forth.
Perfect.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Good work, guys.
Awesome. All right, meeting. Great meeting.
Okay. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Cool. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Good to see you.
You too.